Welcome to It's Debatable, debate show where we debate anything and everything just for the fun of it. I'm Doug, and I am here debating my friend, never lover, enemy, rival, I don't know, whatever the opposite of me is, Shram. Shram, how are you?
Fired up, man. I'm fucking pissed about the last time, and I don't know. I'm ready to bring it.
I know, you really screwed yourself with mentioning magic about Santa Claus, but hey, maybe everything will change. And I know you hated telling, you know, our listeners about you, but one quick question, just I'll give you choices, you pick boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Ooh, Renaissance man. And this week, we're going to be debating a very important thing. Usually, it's been stupid things, you know, activities, what sports equipment to buy. This week, we really show our versatility. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is an important subject.
Yeah. So we have a friend who's thinking about really how to make his backyard the place to be. So he has brought it upon us to debate whether he should get an above-ground pool or an in-ground pool. And I really think he's going to base the financial decision on us. So lots of pressure, Shram. And let's welcome our judge, referee, Joey Jackab. Joey?
For having me. I really appreciate you, helping me with making this very important decision. I'm looking forward to what you guys have to say about the topic.
Great. Well, we're happy to help. And maybe we'll even give you an Easter bunny because you did such a great job last episode.
You know, some say dreams don't come true, but I think the harder you work, the luckier you get. So hopefully I can get myself a bunny.
For real. And I'm going to be on the side of the above ground pool. Shram is going to be on the in ground pool. Shram, would you like to start us off? You are the loser, so you should start us off.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you. All right. Hands down, anytime you see a pool in a movie or a TV show or anything like that, you see these beautiful in-ground infinity pools. They're just the most attractive for your backyard. It's really going to get you the bang for your buck. It's something you're going to be really proud of, and it's something that you could design too. A lot of the above-ground pools, they're like, hey, here's your circle, here's your oval, and that's pretty much fucking it. You want a fucking waterfall with your in-ground pool, you want to fucking make it in the shape of an eight or something weird. You could literally aim for the stars with this thing. And Joe, if I know anything, I know you're a little creative, and I bet you would love to do something like that. So with that said, I think you get more bang for your buck with the underground pool. I think it's not even a question. Boring above ground pool. Yeah. Eyesore. So that's just where I come from.
Eyesore. Eyesore. But let's think about safety. How many times have you heard somebody getting pushed into an above ground pool? There's a ladder you have to climb just to get to it. How many cell phones? We've had friends that have lost cell phones and gotten tossed into a pool by wet, or people can slip in. Children, hell, even pets. So safety is a big concern. Joey, you want to make sure you have somewhere that people, when they go there, they're not, I might fall into a pool. You want them to climb and enjoy jumping into a pool. And if you think of in-ground pools, you think of movies, you think just arrogant fox drinking martinis, dropping bottles into the pool. You think about an above-ground pool, you're thinking of a really fun party. What's more fun? Their diving boards are so late. What's more fun than running across the grass, jumping, putting your hands on the outside of that above-ground pool and doing a little flip into the water? Nothing's better than that.
It's funny that you say that, though. Literally within the same breath, you mentioned safety, and then you mentioned running at an above ground pool, hitting your chest against it, and then trying to flip over into it.
Now
one little slip, one little anything, and all of a sudden you crack your fucking head open on the side of the pool. So it's kind of an oxymoron there. What's more fun, safety or putting yourself at risk like that? You said that people go by in-ground pools and like, I don't want to fall in the pool. I've never seen anybody do that. Maybe you do that. Okay. Every time I see somebody by an in-ground pool, this is what I say. Holy shit, that looks like so much fun. Wow, you got a fucking diving board? Is that a slide over there that you put in? This is going to be the best pool party ever. So, I don't know.
Wow. Great points from both of you. Doug, your last statement is basically leading me to this next question that I have. Are you saying for me to have fun in the above ground pool, do I need to be more athletic to, you know, let's say run from the grass, put my hands on the side of the pool, you know, do a front flip inside? Do you think I need to be more athletic to own an above ground pool?
No, not at all. That's just one of the hundreds of hundreds of things. I actually read a book by Dr. James Wilson. It was called 1001 Things You Can Do With Your Above Ground Pool That Are Better Than In-Ground Pools. And on chapter 4, line 7, he does mention athleticism has nothing to do with that. Maybe for some of the features, like doing that. But, man, just laying in that pool, being above, man, it's just so cool. You don't have to worry about people kicking stuff into it. How many times have you been to an in-ground pool party and people have the chairs on the outside? Somebody knocks a drink off. It goes into that pool. It can, you know, just people can be stepping on stuff that's in the pool. Above ground, how are people going to get stuff in it? They're not using the outside as a coaster. Come on, you're not an animal.
That's a fair statement, but here's the other part of it. You said 1,001 things you could do whatever your above ground pool. Here's a couple of them, Joe. You could dump tons of money into it because guess what? They're not as durable as in-ground pools. They don't last as long. The lining tears up. Here, studies from UCF, this is what they say. The cons of an above-ground pool are they're limited in size, they damage more easily, they do not last as long, and there's fewer added features available. And that can hurt your resale value, even if you want to resell it, if it doesn't fucking fall apart on you within 3 years. Added features. Why flip yourself over in the pool when you could put in things like slides and diving boards and all sorts of fun shit? You could literally almost make it resort-like in your backyard. You could literally pull the chairs right up next to the pool. You have an above-ground pool. Oh, I'm going to go sit on my deck. I'm going to sit on the patio. I got to walk all the way over the pool. Nah, way by the pool. Enjoy yourself. You earned it. That's what you need to be doing.
I got
to
jump in real quick. Can I rebuttal?
Well, you didn't kind of answer my question. You know, let me ask it more blatantly. You know, what other activities can I do besides leaping over it that would be fun for myself and, you know, my potential kids that are in my nutsack?
Well, you can, of course, cannonball. The best thing to do in an above-ground pool is with your kids. You just go in circles and circles, and you make like a tidal, and it's like a big corkscrew in the middle, and you just get pulled around. God, that is so much fun, just going, zipping around. And real quick, to rebuttal Shrimp's point.
Sure,
you might, go ahead. So you have this resort-like thing in your backyard. You know what happens at resort in nice places? People don't want to fucking leave. So you'll have your uncle or your cousin or your goddamn brother-in-law just setting up shop in the backyard. Maybe he'll even bring his tent and tell you stories about camp. And he just won't fucking leave because guess what? It's a resort. Just hang out. It's okay. It's Uncle Joey's house. Let me put my feet up. And he'll never leave. You'll go to work and he'll be like, hey, cool. I'm going to sleep in your bed. Do you want that?
Wow. I never thought I would have to consider that.
Dude, all options are on the table when buying a pool.
You know, you say all that like Joey's not a sociable guy. Like, maybe he wants people to hang out. You know, maybe he's, I haven't seen you in a while. Come by my resort pool. Hang out for a little while. Sleep in my bed. Whatever you want to do. You just said his uncle's going to stay in his bed. Maybe he likes that. You don't know. But we're talking about comfort. And comfort is laying directly by the pool. Comfort is feeling like you're on vacation when you're in your own backyard. Think about it. I mean, do you want to put in basically almost the same amount of money if you really wanted a really good above ground pool to have it fall apart on you in a few years? The maintenance on it is completely ridiculous. You don't have a waterfall. You don't have a slide. You almost begin to hate this thing. You're like, I bought this for fun and I fucking hate this thing. I hate it. You end up lighting on fire. You get drunk one night, just totally fucking destroy it. Wife's like, what the hell happened? You don't remember because you blacked out because that's how mad it made you. And then all of a sudden you got problems there. You know, did you get in trouble because you burned down the pool? Why bring that on you when you could just be comfortable laying in a beach chair right by the pool?
Sure. I think you read that book, The 1001 Things. That's the last line in the book is laying the pool on fire because it's fun. And Judge, I'm sure there's more questions you have, but real quick, when you have a pool and you have kids – just remember us growing up, the friends that had pools. When you get to a certain age, you barely use the pool. So the parents, if they have an in-ground pool, it's just like, what are they going to do with it? You know, it's just going to sit there. To get the concrete to fill that in, it will be such a pain in the ass that you got to sod. With the above-ground pool, it's just rip that sucker down, man. And then you could just start your second life poolless.
Anybody who owns an in-ground pool doesn't want to start a second life poolless. They want to keep their in-ground pool, and they want to enjoy it until the day they fucking die.
I know, because they're cokeheads, and they drink martinis on Tuesdays.
It's a fucking good Tuesday.
Wow. Is it okay for me to ask another question?
Please,
now?
Please. I'm riled up.
I didn't tell you guys, but I'm actually training for a triathlon as well. So, you know, I'm sure you guys are aware there's swimming involved in a triathlon. You know, if I want to get ready for this competition, I want to put myself through. You know, which one would be a better pool to have in my backyard to assist me in preparation for the triathlon?
Okay, so I assume when you do your triathlon, you're literally probably going to be running before you jump in the ocean. So
yeah, probably.
So to train, you literally want to make an easy transition as possible. You want to be able to run directly into the water because that's what you're going to be doing when you do it. Now, do you want to run directly into your fucking above-ground pool, try and flip yourself over or whatever Doug said and just possibly hurt yourself? You can't even do the triathlon. You're fucking Christopher Reeves in a wheelchair and you missed out on everything you wanted to fucking achieve in your life. Or do you want to just run right through your backyard, hit that diving board, or don't even hit the diving board? You can just dive right off the edge. And I think that would help you a lot for what the real thing's going to be like, for sure. And even if you don't flip yourself over into the above ground pool, you're going to run, you're going to climb the ladder, you're going to jump in, maybe cannonball. Like, I don't know. I just think it would be a lot more beneficial to you to have the in-ground pool.
Are you saying that it would make my training easier for the triathlon by having in-ground pool?
I'm saying that it would give you the more realistic idea of how it's going to be when you actually get done. You decide how easy you want your training to be. Sure. But if you want the more realistic version, you know, when you run out into the ocean during the triathlon, you're not going to flip yourself over a wall into the ocean, I assume. I assume you're just going to run into the ocean. And to do that, you want to be able to simulate it as real as possible. Right,
am I able to answer now?
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, you're up.
Thanks. And, Shram was going to talk so long that you forgot about me, and then we went on to the next question or something.
No, I wasn't going to skip the question, dude.
I appreciate that. So when it comes to the training aspect of it, above ground pool is where it's at. You're just going to be swimming back and forth anyway. And you can get that adapter that almost – it's like a ginormous jet that goes into the pool.
Yeah.
They're not too bad. You just sell them in the back of a magazine, easy to put together. You just have that big jet coming, so you practice and make the current real fast. So you're just working out. You're in one spot the whole time. And also, Shram's sitting over here mocking. Oh, you have to run into the pool, and then you flip over. You put your hands on the side and flip in. What if there's a shark? What if you're diving into the ocean, if your triathlon is taking place there, and there's a shark just waiting for you, like, oh, Joey, come on, you and me.
Yeah.
You could put your hands out, boom, pop over like he's a pummel horse, and then swim, and then you'd be famous.
Wow, that's a valid point, Doug. That's a valid point. I never thought about the sharks out there.
Got to think about it when buying a pool.
Wow. That's good. You guys have definitely given me things to think about. Are you guys ready for my next question? Are you guys good on this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Anything else? Okay. You know, this is more towards Doug, but I'm sure Shram will have a lot to say about this. Like, let's say I want to take a piss, you know, in someone's pool, right? Obviously my pool. Which one, in your opinion, would be more beneficial to release my urine in?
Is this even a question? You could be sitting there in your above ground pool with, God, 50 to 100 people all around the pool, and you could be just doing the old, like, yeah, just talking, put your arms on the outside of the pool, and you're just going, dude. Nobody's seeing it. You're just pressed right against the wall. Nobody sees anything that's going on. You're hidden. Your whole, like, it's like you don't have the bottom half of your body. So just keep a smile on, and nobody knows.
See, I got to disagree there. Doug's talked about making a whirlpool and things like that because, you know, that's one of the four things that you could do with an above-ground pool.
1,001.
And Doug takes a piss in the pool, you take a piss in the pool, and you're doing the whirlpool. It's not going anywhere. It's literally just spinning. It's rubbing up against everybody's leg. When you got your in-ground pool, now let's be real, they are a little bit more expensive, but with more expense, you get better filtration. And if, you know, you're looking to have it get out as quick as possible, you want the better filtration to be able to do that. And, you know, it's almost like self-cleaning pretty much, you know, once you're there. You don't got to worry about anything. It just takes care of itself. And I think that's really beneficial.
I don't like to clean myself, so that's
– Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
What else you got for us? There has to be some other things going into this important decision that you're making.
Well, I mean, let's also address this, Trem. You know, you're coming up with all these ideas. You know, you mentioned infinity pool. You can completely customize it. Waterfalls. You know, all types of shit. Money doesn't grow on trees. You know what I'm saying? So, which would be more affordable?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at in the short run, then yeah, get your above ground pool. But here's the thing. The maintenance on those things are no joke. I literally told you the studies from UCF. These things break apart within 2 years, 3 years. Every year, you're almost got to put different parts of new liner in. So yeah, up front, hey, look, I got a nice above ground pool. It's a circle and whoopee. But you're going to be dumping money into that thing for years upon years upon years. It's going to be at least 10 to 65 years before you have to dump any money into your in-ground pool, because that's how sufficient they are. They maintain well. They're built properly. So, you know, in the front end, we're going to be a little bit more expensive. But in the long run, you're going to be spending way less money on an in-ground pool.
Doug?
That's complete bullshit. 10 to 65 years? Where are these studies coming from? Are you asking senile people at, you know, Walmart or something?
That was a pretty narrow length of time, I feel, Doug. But I'm sorry.
Narrow? I would say it's the widest margin, 10 to 65 years.
Pretty close. It's not that big of a gap.
No, it's not. I guess it's not that big. But when you're talking about affordability, yeah, Shrim mentioned that above ground pool, you know, that's the thing on the budget. You kind of scoffed at it, like above ground pool. Yeah, but really, really think about it. It just gives you the opportunity that if you ever want to make different decisions down the road, it's possible. You know, you go to McDonald's, you go to any fast food place, or even a nice fancy restaurant. You order something, and as soon as you get it in front of you, you're looking at your wife's plate like, damn, I should have had that. Buyer's remorse. Everyone has it. But if you're going to pour all this goddamn concrete in your backyard, all these long, big chairs you're going to have to buy, come on, dude. Just think about the in-ground pool itself. Then you're going to have to put little stones around it. You're going to have nice plants. You're going to get those long-ass chairs. They're like $200 each for those nice lounge chairs just for your uncle to sleep in them and then jump in your bed when you leave for work. So budget-wise, above-ground pool. And also, it just gives you the opportunity if you want to, you know, change and put something else in down the road, you can do that.
I don't think there's anything more customizable than an in-ground pool, and I've elaborated on that in a while. So you want to talk about changing anything down the road. Options are endless, but without going into too much detail, because I've explained it too much, I just wanted to reiterate that part.
Thank you for clarifying that in-ground pool is much more customizable. Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Any other questions you have for us, Joey, for this big buying decision?
What about the kids? You know, suppose my kid is walking around, he's walking in the grass, playing by the plants, taking a piss on the fence. You know, he walks 10 feet, you know, he could slip in a pool, Shrimp.
No, he can't, because if I know you, you're a responsible adult. And one thing you do got to do with the on-ground pool is put the fence around it and you're good to go. You put a lock on that thing and you're fine.
So I have to get a fence too, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but if you get an above-ground pool, you're probably going to end up getting a deck or some kind of crazy ladder. It's all going to even out. But you want to keep... But also bringing up the kids.
Yeah.
Doug talked about a lot of hypothetical things. And if I may, I'd like to, you know, throw one hypothetical in myself.
Absolutely.
So your kid, old enough to start having birthday parties, say 6, 7 years old, wants to have a pool party at the house. He was born in the summertime. He's really looking forward to it. Somebody else's birthday is right around the same time. And little Joey wakes up, birthday party, whole class is invited. Everything's going to be awesome. And guess what? Nobody came. Because you got an above ground pool, and little Timmy down the road has a water slide right into his in ground pool. Think about the look on your child's face that day when everyone chose to go somewhere else. So if anything, you do it for the kids. Who cares about the fence? Because it's going to pay off down the road.
Hmm. Fair argument. Fair argument. Yeah, but if this birthday party is on a Tuesday, these parents that you're leaving your children with, it's going to be cocaine and martini on Tuesdays. So Joey, just think about that. It almost comes with the pool. I think when they put the pool in, they say, here, sir, here's your kilo, and here's your martini glasses and your olives. And that's you now, dude. That's you. So little Joey's going to have that big party, and when the parents come to pick pick up, they're going to be like, oh, where's Mr. Jackhead? We want to thank him for this wonderful pool party. And you're just face down in the backyard. And it just wouldn't be good.
So I want to clarify what you're saying here, Doug.
True.
If I were to go and get myself an in-ground pool, are you saying I'm going to turn into a cokehead?
I don't know.
And then I'm going to drink martinis? I've never have drank martinis before. And I've never done cocaine either. So, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot to think about. It's scary. You're actually scaring me a little bit.
Well, I don't want to scare you. Study show, it's only a 13% conversion rate. So doesn't mean you're going to do that. But just think about the kids again. Shram talks about you're going to have to put a fence around the pool. You know, that's an eyesore. So your nice resort in the backyard looks more like a Motel 6 with the fence around it. And then, well, what are you going to do, man? You're going to have a lifeguard on duty. It's just ridiculous. And then if you want to get one of those nice pool covers, they're going to be on there all the time in a hot – during a warm summer like we're having right now. You're going to have to take that thing off every day, put it back on every day. It'll just be a big pain in the ass. Above ground pool, just take that ladder away. That's it. Ladder gone. See ya. They're not getting into the pool. In the in-ground pool, slip, fall, bye, kid.
Joey, there's nothing to be afraid of. Martinis are fucking delicious, especially on a Tuesday. So don't worry about it.
How are they with cocaine?
Couldn't tell you, but this is what I can tell you is don't worry about the fence. Don't worry about the martinis. Don't worry about your uncle sleeping in your bed. Worry about that hard day of work when you come home and what do you want to look at? Where do you want to be? How do you want to relax? It's by the in-ground pool. You want to listen to that waterfall. You want to just fade away, chill out. And then when the kids do come down the road, you want to be able to give them the types of parties that you wanted to have. Think about it. This is an opportunity for your whole family and it's an investment. It increases property value. I mean, the possibilities are absolutely endless with this thing. Don't think any other way. It's always got to be in ground. It's what you'll enjoy the most. And that's really all I have to say about the situation.
And I'd like to bring up one more point. Coming from a family that had an above ground pool, one game I really enjoyed playing was water polo. Shram, again, I know you're – Doug, I feel bad because he's doing all the talking. So, I mean – I want to ask him, what kind of games can I play in the in-ground pool that can replicate an above-ground pool? But you have to keep one factor in mind. In an in-ground pool, you know, one end's going to be 6 feet deep. The other end's going to be 3 feet deep. You know, typically that's what in-ground pools are, how they're made. So, you know, how could I play end-to-end?
Marco Polo. You could also play water pong. If you buy the right, you know, stuff, you know, your pool floaties, you're going to buy pool floaties for anything. There's not a lot of games that you can play in an in-ground pool that you can't. Those are all very neutral. And also, don't forget, you don't have to make your pool 6 feet and 3 feet. You can make it whatever you want to be able to utilize it the way you want to. But there's not a lot of games-wise in-ground that you won't have above ground. Those are all pretty neutral, in my opinion.
Yeah, but then why have a diving board if you're going to have 3 feet, 3 feet? Why are you going to have that fancy diving board?
Well, right. You wouldn't have the fancy diving board if you had 3 feet, 3 feet. Also, if you had 3 feet, 3 feet, it would be up to like your knees. I think that'd be weird. I think you want to go a little deeper than that.
Oh, so my kids can't swim, right?
Yes. You know, they got did it. Invent floaties for a reason.
I got it. I see what you're saying loud and clear.
Well, I'm saying games-wise, I know you said you grew up with an above-ground pool, which I loved and I enjoyed growing up, Joey. Just want to let you know that.
Stop.
I'm not. I'm just strike that for the record if you want. Yeah. Maybe not.
All right. Fine. Fine. Let me put my pen here.
Good. But okay. Yeah, just think of the fun games you do in an above-ground pool. It just seems like a more fun atmosphere. You're in the above-ground pool. You're hanging out. You can put your arm. You know, it just seems like such a good time. When you're in an above-ground pool, you're like, I don't want to break anything. It just seems like there's always too much fancy stuff around. You accidentally sit on the one chair wrong, it breaks. And you're worried about replacing that stuff. Man, you just got an above-ground pool, white chairs, a cooler, some beers, put on some Skinnerd. And you'll be the talk of the neighborhood.
Well, thank you, guys. I have no more questions.
Time for the closing arguments. Shram, would you like to start off, or do you want me to end it now? As in me say something so amazing, you won't want to talk.
I'd love to hear that, so go ahead.
Above ground pools. They've been around for a long, long time. Nowadays, they're even makeshift. Sometimes people can use the back of a pickup truck. But Joey's not a back of the pickup truck kind of guy. He wants something for his family that he has in his nutsack. They're not here yet, but someday. And in that above ground pool, safety, boom. Budget, boom. Save money so he can do other things with his family. You tie all that money into that backyard pool in ground with the fence. You got to put up, oh my God, you got to put up all those chairs. You got the uncle sleeping in your bed. I got to say it again. He's going to be in the bed as soon as you leave for work. And you're just sitting there thinking, why did I piss away all this money? The above ground pool, you're going to save money. You're going to save your kids' lives for safety. And down the road, you can always make changes if you don't want it there anymore. I rest my case.
That's pretty good, pretty good. But that leaves me going with in-ground pools. Doug mentioned safety. We talked about that already. I think you could get way more hurt physically in an above-ground pool than an in-ground pool. Doug keeps mentioning your uncle hanging out at your house and everything. We still don't know if you'd appreciate that or not. You seem like a family guy. That's probably a good time. But he's really driving home that budget and that money. And I've said a bunch of times, if you're talking about being fiscally smart on this one, you do the thing that adds money to your property, and you do the thing that you spend less money down the road. Stop putting money every year into an above-ground pool. Get the in-ground pool. You put out a little bit more first, but you get your sanity with it. You're going to do so much maintenance on an above-ground pool that literally, to go back to it, you're going to end up losing your shit one day. You're going to get so frustrated. You're going to grow to hate it. And then you're going to burn it down. You're going to do something crazy. And then you want to talk about being around for your kids. Well, what happens when you're in jail for arson? Get the in-ground pool. Do the right thing for yourself now and your future family. And everybody will appreciate it. And I think you'll find life a lot more easier once you do.
All right. So I came to my decision. And I would have to say that there are certain factors that I've taken into account. One, longevity. That's important to me. I want something that's going to last me a while. I like the return on investment that Shram you brought to the table as well. I like to hear that it would bring the property value up. I find that important as well. And Doug, frankly, my uncle's more than welcome to sleep in my bed when I'm not home.
I thought so.
As long as nobody else is there, obviously. Okay.
But he's going to be wet. He's going to be wet from the pool. So then you're going to come home a long day where, oh, honey, I just want to lay down. You're going to lay down in his wet spot. Sweat spot, wet spot, whatever it is.
Family's family.
I believe you said that, you know, family's very important to me. The ones in my nutsack. You actually said that. So, you know, my uncle is more than welcome to sleep in my bed when nobody is here. And as long as he doesn't tell anyone other than me. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, some of the reasons why I came to the decision of going with an in-ground pool.
Come on.
Boom. Back on top.
Let me call the Betty Ford Clinic now and let them know Joseph Jacob's going to be checking in the next year or two for a cocaine and martini habit.
Hey, Joey, you invite me for over for martini day anytime.
All right, man. What are you doing tomorrow? It's Tuesday.
I don't know. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so martinis by the pool sounds like a good thing.
Wait. By the pool.
Wait, you're getting it installed tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight, actually. They're going to install it tonight.
Yeah, there's been a crew on standby waiting for the outcome of this debate.
Yep. You didn't realize that, though?
Bullshit. Yep. This is unreal. Well, all I can do is say thank you. I'm happy that we were able to help. I'm pissed that I lost, and I'm sure Shrimp's pants are probably off already. He's probably so excited.
She feels good.
God, Shrimp has won. He's back on the board.
You know, he was very passionate. Like, when he was speaking, I was envisioning myself in that in-ground pool taking a piss. And I saw it. I felt it. I actually urinated while he was describing it to me. And, you know, you brought me there, Shrimp. You know, you love in-ground pools, and I felt that through your words.
Anytime, Joe. Anytime.
Thanks for listening to It's Debatable. Shram has won this week, but I will avenge this swiftly and hard. And Joey, I hope your kid falls in the pool. Good night.